they failed to mention that they're not only speaking about Europe and encouraging you to go, they are asking you to come and join them, because both Reggie is in Europe now, and Ray Mulligan will be going to Europe next month. So they will be part of your welcoming committee to be there. Okay, talking about Europe, I know we have some trainees here who are from Europe. I wasn't here the first night. Any of the trainees from Europe, could you stand? Or are you, okay, there's some here. I think there's some at Eikenberry there. This is very good. So you don't have to wait too long. We will be there to join you. Amen. Briefly, we'd like to cover now, Joe and I will cover the matter of the training in Anaheim, the FTTA, and the training in Boston. I will cover three short points. Number one, the scriptural basis of the training. Number two, I'd like to read you a couple excerpts. And number three, a few practical words. The scriptural basis we like to use is in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. It says, exercise yourself unto godliness. The full-time training in Anaheim was established by Brother Lee in 1989. Before that, he established the training in Taiwan in 1987. And this was designed for young people to be trained in the divine life. The divine life in itself, brothers and sisters, does not need to grow. The divine life in itself is complete, but the divine life in you must grow. You must be the proper vessels for the divine life to grow. And for this, there is the need of training. We all know what physical exercise is, and Paul in 1 Timothy said, physical exercise, there is a profit, but godliness, there is the bigger profit. Also in 1 Timothy, it says that you must exercise ourselves unto godliness. Godliness is a training. We have to be trained to learn how to express God. The word here, exercise, is gymnastics. I noticed last night, at least one of the sisters, we have twin sisters here. I think they're both here. They're both in the gymnastics team at the university, one of the universities in California. They've been trained, right, to be a gymnast. If you ask me to get on the balance beam, you'd have to call the ER, right? I have the human life. I can do something, but I don't have the trained life. I don't have the trained life of a gymnast. You have to be prepared. You have to be trained. We have the human life. We have the Christian life. But the Christian life needs to be trained to know how to express God. Okay. 2 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verse 21 says that we are vessels unto honor. What does this mean? A vessel unto honor or dishonor. These vessels unto honor is a matter of nature. This means that in the training, what is very unique is that you will taste, you will touch the divine nature. You cannot receive this in any university course. You will taste something of eternity. The eternal divine nature will become part of your taste and part of your constitution. This is part of the training, right? We are trained to be vessels unto honor, mainly by touching, tasting, receiving, and expressing the divine nature of God. The verse also goes to say, sanctified. To be a vessel of honor, we have to be sanctified. Sanctified means separation. The training is a time of separation. You need a time of separation. Isn't it good to have a whole week of separation here? Well, you have 2 years to be separated. This is the time that you need to be in the wilderness, right? What we call, even though we have 15 training centers throughout the earth, actually we only have one with one description, and that's called FTTW. That means full-time training in the wilderness, right? It's a time of separation. You know, by the way, I was appreciative that the Lord moved in his move to Europe there. The Lord didn't forget Russia. Amen for Russia. I think we have some brothers. I saw Igor here yesterday and Andre. We love it. You know, right after the Lord's move went to Russia in 1991. Correct me if I'm wrong, brothers. I believe Brother Lee established the training there the very next year in 1992 or 93. He was that much burden for the young people in Russia that he established a full-time training there in Moscow. Okay, 2 Timothy 2:21 also says that we're useful, not only vessels unto honor, sanctified as a matter of position, but useful is a matter of practice. Practice. How do we become useful to the Lord? It's mainly by practice. It's not by imagination. It is mainly by practice. You practice every single day to contact the Lord multiple times. It is a matter of practice. Training is a matter of practice. It's not just a dream. You have to practice every day to contact the Lord. No matter how you feel, you practice again and again. Practice in coordination. Practice in being one. Then, the last point here in 2 Timothy speaks about prepared. Prepared is a matter of training. Okay, then let me read a couple portions here. God stayed there, there's the Mount Sinai, or Mount Orb, 120 days. For that many days, God trained his people. 120 days is one term. And you may say, well, that's good. Why doesn't the training just one term? This is what he did to Israel. Well, let me continue. The first thing that God did on this earth with his corporate people was to hold a training. After he called them, after he redeemed them, he put them at the base of the mountain and he held a training. What was he doing there? He was infusing himself and he was teaching them lessons and he was giving them the design of his tabernacle, the design to build his house. How do we know how to build up the church? We must be trained. You cannot be build up the church just with the natural concept. We must be trained. And this is why even the nation of Israel were there purposely set by the Lord for 120 days. Let's consider the Israelites. They were wild and Egyptian. That is, they were worldly, but they were saved and passed through God's judgment. They came out of the tyranny and were brought to the very place which God had prepared so that they could come to stay, he could come to stay with his chosen people for a length of time. They were under God's training. God was their training. God gave them lessons and then he gave them a design. They eventually built a house for God, which became the place for God to meet with his corporate Israel. This required much training. Actually, the full-time training is simply the beginning. Our life is a life of training. It just gives you a good start. Then, the cloud remained there at Mount Oreb for over 120 days. Within that period of time, God trained his people. Listen to this. The entire book of Exodus, the entire book of Leviticus, and half of Numbers are a record of training. Well, the Lord was there training the nation of Israel. There's an account there that he was there for 11 months. Israel was there. That's two terms of training. And there's another account where he was there even longer. He kept the nation of Israel there longer. I think all those who passed through the training can testify, you need 2 years. 2 years. When you come to the training, just prepare to come for 2 years. This will be very good. Then it's settled. 2 years out of 80 years of human life is just a small amount. You give yourself to be 2 years. Okay, I'd like to give a brief conclusion here, then I'll let Joe cover some of the practical points. So, number one, in our preparation, you have to be prepared. You cannot just roll into the training. You must be prepared. I'll tell you, we are not begging anyone to come to the training. We don't have to beg you. The training is a privilege. It is the high calling of God. You must prepare yourself to be restricted. You must prepare yourself to suffer. You must prepare yourself to experience Christ. You cannot just wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to the training. You have to prepare yourself. The more you are prepared, the training will work for you. A lot of people come to the training, but the benefit of the training depends on how you're prepared. Brother Menor shared last night. You just become willing and available. Okay, so you have to pay the cost to come to the training. Number one, don't be entangled. Don't be entangled with relationships. Number two, don't worry about family opposition. Don't contend with your family, but just tell them, thank you for bringing me up a certain way. Allow me to follow the Lord at this time. Allow me to follow the Lord. You will see, as you follow the Lord to the training, your family, even they oppose you now, they will be blessed. We've seen this again and again and again, term after term. If I could have the serving ones and Eikenberry stand up, each family that has opposed them, you will be amazed. The Lord will take care. You just take care of the Lord will take care of your family. The last thing I want to say is don't get much into school debt, right? Why? Because if you have a huge debt after you're finished with college, then you come to the training, then you go to the Boston Extension, then you want to serve the Lord, but you have the school debt. No one's going to pay the debt for you. You have to pay it yourself. You incurred it. You have to pay it. It's better to go through university with as least amount of debt as possible so you could be available to the Lord. Amen? Okay.
Well, praise the Lord. We've been in the training this week. We've had a wonderful 1 week of training. But 1 week of training has infused into you many principles. You've had a taste of life, of the truth, the burden of the gospel. But you need 2 years in the full-time training to build up a living, to make this kind of God-man living a habit, to make this kind of gospel living a habit. So you need to come to the full-time training. Amen. Okay, one quote I'd like to read to begin. The 2 years you have offered for the training will definitely not be wasted. Because in the training you are studying the truth, pursuing life, exercising to pray much, learning to coordinate in spirit with the brothers and sisters, and learning to serve in the church. If all the young saints could set aside a segment of time for this kind of learning after they graduate from college, this will be a great benefit to them in the increase of their spiritual deposit and the building up of their character. Amen? I hope that your decision to attend the training will not be based on whether or not you intend to serve full time permanently. Whether you serve full time or whether you go on to do something else, it's not that significant, right? Rather, it should be based on what kind of impact such a basic spiritual training will have on your life, regardless of whether you end up serving full time or holding a job. The 2 years of training will produce something marvelous in your life. And just briefly, just to give my testimony of being a beneficiary of the full-time training. You know, when I was going into ninth grade, I attended a national conference and something like this. And I gave myself and I took a number to go full-time. I saw God's purpose and I wanted to give myself and I consecrated my future to the Lord. In my high school and college years, I had ups, I had downs, I had ins, I had outs, but there was something in my being of this consecration that I could not forget and the Lord could not forget. And this was a beacon of light. I knew this was my destiny. And through the prayers of the saints, through His mercy, I made it to the full-time training. And 2 years of being in the full-time training, I had been endeavoring to live this kind of life in high school and college, but I had ups and downs, I had ins and outs. But the 2 years were a real solidifying in my being, a solidifying in the experience of life, a constituting of the truth, a taste of preaching the gospel, that after those 2 years, I could never be the same. And these 17 years since I graduated have been a blessed human life. My human life, my family life, my church life were a blessing because of those 2 years in the full-time training. Praise the Lord. A life full of meaning and significance. This was my experience. Amen. Okay, if we come to the card on the back side, just to cover some of the points here, the brothers may also put it on the screen. The pathway to the training, we have a few points here. What is the first point? Pray. First of all, spend time before the Lord in prayer. How about if we read this prayer together? Lord, I consecrate my whole being and my entire life to you. I am open to be trained, useful vessel for your purpose. Amen. This is a good prayer. Maybe you don't feel you are open. The prayer here is, Lord, I am open. Well, at least you can pray, Lord, open me. Open me, Lord. I am open to be trained as a useful vessel for your purpose. O Lord, make straight the paths in my being. Bring down the high places. Cut through the crooked places. Make straight the path in my being. Remove every barrier that my whole future could be for you. Another prayer, in one sense, you also don't need to wait for such a strong feeling from the Lord to send you. You know, Brother Ricky shared, you shouldn't go because of outward pressure. There should be a personal leading from the Lord. But don't just be there waiting for some feeling, some strong feeling. How about pray, Lord, I'm going to the training unless you stop me. Lord, I'm going to the training unless you stop me. Consider these matters in your prayer in the coming days, months, and years before you come to the training. Okay, second point is prepare. Focus on obtaining a university degree. Read through the entire Bible and the recommended ministry books listed on our website. And if you go to the Prospective Trainees tab on our website, there's a lot of fellowship as well as these books there for you to be prepared for the training. And very important, immerse yourself in the church life and live a life that is consecrated to the Lord. As Brother Tim shared the other day, you only have your student ID for so long. So don't wait for the full-time training. Take the opportunity now to be in the church life and to be active on the campus in the gospel. Be prepared. Then thirdly, visit. We warmly welcome any interested college students or other prospective trainees to attend the training on a short-term basis. We warmly welcome you. Come, get a taste of the training. Go to our website, apply, come for 1 or 2 weeks. Anytime's okay, except the last 2 weeks in the term, we have finals and we're preparing for the semi-annual training, so it's not open at that time. But maybe even in your spring break, a number of campuses have come. We have a special program for short-term trainees during the springtime. Come with some others from your campus. Come visit and get a taste of the training. Many trainees, and when they arrive at the training, their testimony that when they visited short-term, this solidified their burden and their decision to come to the training. So we warmly welcome you and recommend this. Okay, lastly, apply. Amen. Apply to the training. The application's on our website, but what we state here, first is the matter of fellowship. Do everything in fellowship. Fellowship with the Lord and fellowship with the leading brother in your locality about your desire to come to the training. So you can even begin now. If you've consecrated yourself to come, fellowship with the leading brothers now, and they'll help you to have a prepared life to come to the training. Amen? Now, even for this term, this fall term, we've been praying much for you all, especially the graduated ones. Every day we've been praying in the training center for you. It's not too late. We're still receiving late applications up until July 31st. So it's not too late. Even apply for this upcoming term if you're eligible. Amen? Okay, then to touch at the bottom of the card here, we say something about the full-time training extension in Boston, FTTA XB. And how about if we read this together? FTTA graduates burden for long-term service on U.S. college campuses or in Europe have the opportunity to be further perfected in a third year of training in Boston. Amen. Well, Brother Lee, several years ago, told the FTTA graduates if they had a burden to serve, there were two places that he said that they should serve. Number one, on the U.S. campuses. And as the brothers brought out, we need a strong testimony on the campuses to gain ones to be sent to Europe and even to the whole earth. So we have this opportunity through the extension in Boston to be further perfected for this and also to go to Europe. Praise the Lord. There's now a practical way, and there's many that have gone before you, even just these last 4 years, a pathway to fulfill this burden to serve in Europe. So far, in the last 4 years since XB was established, 115 have come. 24 are now in Europe or on the way there who just graduated. Hallelujah. 24 in Europe. And 65 are serving in the United States. Isn't this wonderful? Amen. Okay, then just to conclude, one more excerpt we can look at, if the brothers put it on the screen. It is really a great blessing to all the full-time trainees who have just finished their college education and are about to start a new stage in their life to set apart some time to be trained to know the Lord and serve Him. I believe that after they have been nurtured and equipped through the training, whether they stay to serve full-time or go to find employment, there will be no problem. This is because after they have been equipped, they will no longer be common Christians or even ordinary Christians in the Lord's recovery. They will have been trained and equipped, and they will have received the Lord's burden. This will affect their whole life. They will be the Lord's living witnesses, full of life and truth. No matter what they do in the future, whether taking care of a family, living, working, or operating a business, they will spontaneously be the Lord's living witnesses. They will also become the backbone of the church life and the Lord's recovery. Consequently, they, along with their families and enterprises, will become a living testimony of the Lord. How about all together on the last sentence? From this perspective, it is really worthwhile to spend this best time of your life in the full-time training. Hallelujah.
One last comment. We've been able to have close to 2,800 who graduated from the training there, and at least 3,800 who have passed through one term. Anybody who has been in the training in Anaheim or the any other trainings, just stand up in this room and we could see who you are. Okay, this is very good. These are all the blessed ones. Amen. I know in Eikenberry there's many more. Okay, one practical word, thank you, related to the Lord's move to Europe is, if you're burdened for Europe for the long run, you must pick up a language. Don't go there as an ignorant one, right? So you have to pick up a European language so you can be more useful there.